What's up, y'all? We're back with another video. I'm tripping. Another audio. Another episode. Whatever you want to call it. I am outside, so disregard the noise. If you guys hear trains, then I live next to a fucking train. Yeah, so, as you can see, this is not going to be a very long episode. I just needed to give you guys a word, you know, for encouragement for myself and just for you guys, because it's a new month and, you know, new trials and tribulations are gonna come. And, you know, we always need to ground ourselves in a possibility that things are gonna always work our way. So with that being said, I'm just gonna just give y'all some encouragement for the week or for the month, however long you want to listen to this audio, because it's needed. You know, it takes a community. It takes a community to have a strong system, and, you know, just to feel like you're up, like, you know, people are by your side, I guess I could say. And I was talking to my best friend yesterday, and it was just like, you know, she asked me, we were just talking about everything that happened in our life the past month. And she just catching up, because we literally do, she was like, you realize we do monthly checkups? I was like, you right, we do monthly checkups. But anyway, and it's like on the first of every month too, like it's crazy. So anyway, she was just asking me, you know, do you need anything? Like, do you need anything? Like, I was just like, no, I do need this, that, and the other, but that's something you can't provide for me. But I just really do need some emotional support, honestly. And if you have friends that are there for you through anything, cherish them. Cherish those moments that y'all have with each other, because it's, like I said, it's, you need a community to feel like you're, and you just need a community in this life. Like, you can't go through life alone. Like, no matter how bad of a day you're going through, no matter how rough your year has been, whatever the case may be, you need a community. And a prime example, COVID, quarantine. You know, during quarantine, there was a lot of people collaborating together to make money. There was a lot of people collaborating together to, you know, make sure people got everything that they need. And, you know, just making sure nobody's down bad for real. Even though everybody was down bad in that time. Well, not everybody, but, you know, everybody got affected either positively or negatively in that way. And regardless of the fact, we needed people there by our side to get through this time, because we never, in my generation, we ain't never been through that before. So it was just like, what the heck is going on? You know what I'm saying? And we didn't know how to go about it either physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, economically, you know, shit like that. It was just crazy. Honestly, it was just crazy. So, with that being said, I want to be a part of you guys' community. I want to be a part of your guys' little circle. If you allow me to be, you know, I don't want to force myself in a place that's not, I can't be. But I just know that this life is hard, whether we like it or not. It has easy moments, of course, but it has hard moments. It has low moments. It has high moments. You know, it's a roller coaster of events going on in everybody's life, whether we know it or not. So I am just taking the initiative to bring attention to the positive and, you know, understanding that whether we know it or not, we're literally just one tiny percentage of this earth that makes it what it is, you know. And I try so hard to remind myself, why should I worry when I'm just a speck of dust? That song is by Mariba. please listen to it. It literally centers me, because if you know God is real, why worry? If you know God is going to come through for you every time, why worry? If you believe in God, if you have faith at all, why worry? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I believe that there's a higher power. I wake up every day thanking that higher power, whether it's God, my ancestors, my past on, whatever the case may be. I wake up thinking that higher power, because without that higher power, there would be no me. I'm here for a reason. And I have to remind myself that every day, no matter how hard, like, y'all, like, this week or these past couple of days has been really shitty. And it's just reiterating that regardless of the fact, I do have people that's by my side. Whether I see it, whether I feel it, whether I hear it, whatever the case may be, I do have people that's by my side. And I cherish every single one of you guys as a supporter. I cherish other people, the other people that's in my other business. If you're readings too, man, like, I don't think y'all understand how much joy that brings to me. My family, my friends, all of that. And, you know, just take the time today, if you do, just tell your friends and your family how much you love and appreciate them, because within a snap of a finger, shit can be changed. Your life can go upside down within a snap of a finger. You could lose that family member, you could lose that friend, you could lose yourself evenly. And it's just like, you know, we just have to take a moment to actually realize what we're grateful for. And the five things I'm grateful for today, I advise you guys to do this too. Do it with me. Have a piece of paper, or just think about, you know, what are five things you're grateful for right now? And right now, I'm grateful for this balcony so I can come out here and be nosy. No, I'm playing. So I can come out here and just look at the sky and the trees and the colors. I'm grateful for breath, because without breath, you know, there is no me. I wouldn't be here. I'm grateful for my podcast so I can have an outlet to talk to y'all. And even though I'm not getting a response back, but, you know, just shit like that. I'm grateful for, what was that, three? Okay, so number four, I'm grateful for love, friendship, family foundations, things like that. I'm grateful for that because I really had a deep conversation with my friend yesterday. In the past couple of days, like, I just been really connecting with people who really fuck with me, and just realizing that people come and go every day. Like, we meet strangers and talk to people on the internet every fucking day, but regardless of the fact, I do have people that fuck with me for real, and I gotta cherish those people just as much as they cherish me. There's that. And the last but not least, I am grateful for God. Like, you know, we don't know what a God is. We don't know if God is a person. We don't know if God is a he or she or they. We don't know if God is even real for real, you know? We don't even know. Some shit just happens. And I'm grateful for theory. You know, there's different types of theories when it comes to philosophies, when it comes to God and what's real and what's not, when it comes to higher power. And, you know, just things like that. It's different types of thinking. But regardless of the fact, I'm grateful, because if there was just only one way of thinking and one way of looking at it, then, listen, shit would be boring, you know? There wouldn't be discussions. There wouldn't be philosophers, scientists, mathematicians, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It just wouldn't be different types of people. There would only be one whole type of group or shit like that. So I'm grateful for that too. So I hope that you realize that those things that you're grateful for, be here, be there to cherish them, grateful, the things that you're grateful for. And every day I think about, you know, what am I grateful for? Because it's important to understand
how to move and navigate with a positive attitude. I try my best every day to wake up on the right side of the bed or whatever. You know that that saying, right? I try my best because, you know, energy is everything. There's energy in everything. I'm going to say that. And when you go out, there was this dude, I was going in a smoke shop, and he was like, when I was walking out the door, when my friend was finishing with her transactions, he was just like, remember, when you go out that door, give out positive energy. Speak only positive things. Manifest those things. And it was just like, you're right. And I've been doing that, but I don't know, lately it's just been feeling kind of not hopeless, but it's just really low on faith. Because I believe in faith, but it's just been really low because of what I'm going through. But if you're that type of person that it doesn't take much for you to feel down, it doesn't take much for you to get out your body, you need to reevaluate those 5 seconds. Because all it takes is 5 seconds for you to get out your body. All it takes is a couple of seconds for your life to change. Literally. So, as I'm sitting here, before I started to I've been just really, I really don't know the word how to say it, but before I started doing this episode, I just looked up good things to say, because sometimes my mind goes blank because of the view that I have. So let's talk about bad habits, and bad habits can definitely reflect on your life in the worst way, because these bad habits, quote unquote, bring in negative energy, and negative, like I said, energy is everything. So a habit to change is wake up and grab your phone. Now, me personally, I wake up and grab my phone because I'm an entrepreneur. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm an entrepreneur, so I have to check my emails. I have to check my Instagram to see if I got any businesses and, you know, shit like that. Like, that's just what I got to do. But I also do take the time to take a couple breaths, because we wake up not really realizing how our breathing pattern is off. So I always make sure I take at least 5 deep breaths and thank God, and I go on about my day. It says, what it gives, feeling of connection and new habit, journal and drink tea. Now, I journal throughout my day as well. I don't always journal every day because 9 times out of 10, I'm talking out loud to myself because I live by myself. So, I only journal when I'm trying to manifest something or when something is really, really bothering me. And yeah, so boom. Then it says skipping breakfast. Now, honestly, breakfast, your body is fasting in the periods between 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Okay? Now, they call it breakfast because you're breaking a fast. You're eating something. You're putting solids or liquids in your body, right? I'm waking up around 12 o'clock anyway, so. But every time I notice, like, because I drink a lot of water, I'm using the bathroom between the times of 8 and 10, like, regardless of the fact. Whether I like it or not, I'm waking up to use the bathroom around that time. So, if anything, don't eat heavy in the beginning, because that can, or you don't eat processed foods in the beginning. I highly suggest stop eating processed foods, please, because that's what literally is going to make you feel some type of way, for real. Okay, and then it says spending money on things you don't need, and it says new habit, put extra money towards a dream vacation, period. Now, me personally, I am in between jobs. Okay, I am unemployed because people out here is capping out their butt. So, like, I wish there was just a thing where they, like, oh, You want to work? Okay, bet. Let's start training tomorrow type of thing. Like, I wish people were on that type of timing, like, but they're not. And that shit makes me upset. Not even upset. It irritates me. Then it says, binge watching Netflix after work. Okay. After a long day, like, I don't watch TV at all until, like, 10 p.m. And it's literally watching me. It's just background noise until I go to sleep, to be honest. If anything, I'm just listening to what's going on TV and my eyes are closed. But other than that, like, I don't watch TV throughout the day because it's literally a waste of time. I have only 9 hours throughout my day to get done what I need to get done. Because I wake up around 11:45, 12-ish. So I give myself until 10 p.m., 9 p.m. to actually wind down because I'm moving and doing stuff all throughout the day. So that's my schedule. Yeah. So next, it says, instead of, you know, doing that relaxation and pleasure, work out for 30 minutes. And I started working out too, and honestly, it really does help with stress because you're sweating it out. You're physically moving your body, and moving your body gives off a chemical. I forgot the word. Starts with an O. I don't think it's oxy. But it's a chemical within our brain. But our brain releases certain chemicals within our body that's positive. That helps us, you know, helps us with our moods, helps us with our functions, physical functions, mental function, emotional function, things like that, right? So you have to stimulate the brain every day in order for you to feel good. Simple. Then we have snacking when hungry. Because I'm trying to gain weight, I'm going to snack something healthy, if anything. But I don't, you know, snacking, do y'all, it's food. I just say, take out the processed shit. That's really all I gotta say. Take out the processed shit. Next. What also stood out to me when I was looking for my little quotes. Use the 21-90 rule. It's saying it takes 21 days to build a habit and 90 days to build a lifestyle. And that is facts. That is facts. Because I definitely built a new lifestyle for myself once I started living, when I started shifting back to school online. And, you know, because that's a big shift. You're not waking up and going to class anymore. Like, I'm waking up to get on my computer now, right? So that was a big shift for me, and I really didn't know if I was doing the quote-unquote right things for myself. But regardless of the fact, I did whatever makes me happy. Of course, I got to get my work done. I got to get my work in to make me feel, you know, so I can get things done like it's required. I have grades to fulfill. No. So that's that. And after, not after that, but for months, you know, just try to make new habits, which is like the meditation, the yoga, the working out, the eating certain foods at a certain time and stuff like that. So next, I also saw, never give up on something you really want. It's hard to wait, but worse to regret. Now that, on the other hand, helped me a lot. Because patience is a virtue. Point blank, period. Patience is a virtue. Being patient for things that you deserve, being patient for things that you want, it's really time consuming. You kind of have to forget you kind of have to forget your manifestations in order for them to happen, because the more you ponder on it, the more you wait on it, the more you're focused on, the more you're not focused on actually taking action. But regrets, let me ask y'all this, do y'all think regret is real? I never really thought about that question, but now it made me think, like, do you think regret is real? All in all, like, I just need y'all to really understand that there's more to life than just worrying. There's more to life than just accepting things that you don't want to happen to yourself. There's more to life than just stressing. There's more to life than just frustration. There's more to life than just honestly bringing in bad things because you're allowing them to happen to yourself. Like, there is happy things. There's happy people. Happy shit exists, okay? I've witnessed it, and I'm pretty sure everyone has witnessed a little bit of happiness in their life. At least a little excitement. You know, the good things. Because it's what helps us function. It is what helps us function. Never give up on your goals. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on the possibility of actually getting to where you want to be. Because it's going to happen. But you really do have to practice patience. You really do have to practice praying. If not, you know, understanding what your higher power, what a higher power you're praying to is. Like, taking the time to truly understand yourself. Giving up on your dreams is going to definitely put a stumble on your timeline, and you're going to look at it as if, like, well, dang, like, if I should have done this, then maybe I would have got here faster, or maybe I should have got here, da-da-da-da. But always remember, always, always remember, our timeline was already set and made to happen before we were born, okay? And I feel like life is just a game, so it's all about how you react. It's all about how you go about these things. It's all about how you take action, okay? I do think everything is already set in stone before we were already taking the initiative action, but it's all about choices. And always remember, you do have a choice. You do have a choice to not go. You do have a choice to say no. You do have a choice to say yes. You do have a choice to go. You do have a choice to feel and be and et cetera. Like, you do have a choice. Don't never ever let nobody tell you you don't have a choice, or that you don't have the right to do something. Bitch, abundance is my birthright. Patience is my birthright. Love is my birthright. All right, y'all know this, okay? Period. Faith is my birthright. I am here to experience all these things, all the good things. Earth itself has, you know, different shits going on. Y'all, we know this. It's not everything. Everybody on this planet is not going through the same thing. Like, we know that already. So, how are you going to make your timeline different from others? Because the only time you're making it the same, my opinion, the only time you're making your timeline the same through others is by stressing about something, frustrating, being frustrated, you know, thinking negatively about an outcome, about something that's never even happened yet. You know, having certain mental patterns, certain emotional patterns that can bring you down. Let's try to flip it. Let's try to flip it to the best of our advantage for us. Us as a whole. Us as a community. So never give up. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your desires. Never give up on those manifestations that you put out in the air. Never give up that prayer you did last night or this morning or before you listened to this podcast. Never give up the possibilities of good things happening to you ever. And always remember, it's about point of view. It's about perspective. It's about how you look at things. So when you're looking at something else, when you look at something, like, for example, when you look at you not having a certain amount of money in your account, look at it as, instead of looking at it like, okay, well, I don't have this much amount of money, so I can't get the things that I need, and da 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 da. Sometimes you got to look at it as, I don't have this amount of money because I'm needing to save this month. I'm needing to just chill out. I needed to be home. I need to be by myself. I need to be with myself. Shit like that. So it's all about perspective. And never giving up on yourself. Because at the end of the day, all we have is ourselves. All we have is how we think about ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, how we individually move. So that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for listening to Melanin Team Therapy, and you have a good rest of your night, day, evening.